Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to our good friend, Blyce Olson. Time to check in here on The Morning Take. By the way, you can get this into your email inbox if you go to WCCOradio.com/The Morning Take. You figure out everything you need to know about signing up for this. Blyce, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning to you, John Hines.
How are we doing here this morning?
We're good. The dog got let out already, and
Who let the dog out?
First cup of coffee is almost gone, so we're in good shape.
All right. Say, let's talk about a couple of things here. You know, at the top of the page here for The Morning Take, you actually are referring to or making a referencing March Madness. It's taking over much of America. A little later on, about an hour from now, we're going to have a conversation, by the way, with a business consulting, a business coach, about the importance of embracing the Final Four, March Madness, all of this stuff within a workplace. So we're gonna that'll be coming up an hour from now, but it's also part of The Morning Take.
It is, and that's because Pat Kessler did a piece, and it's quite a buzz. There's a pool or two on March Madness going around the Capitol, as you can imagine. And so the question is, are we gonna allow people to wager on these games in the future? And you know, it's about an $8.5 billion wager just on March Madness. And when the Supreme Court decided last year that states could do sports books, Minnesota kind of got in line. The tribal communities in Minnesota have indicated that they are not interested in expanding sports gaming into their casinos. I don't think it's going to happen this session, but as those people who get really passionate about their brackets can think about, maybe in the future there's a chance that they can actually bet legally on their brackets, you know, and on their teams, because some of those odds are pretty good, especially for the long shots.
Do you have a bracket that you did that you filled out, Blyce?
I have not filled out a bracket yet, John. And in fact, I had two people text me last night and say, "Where's your bracket?" And I got to admit, I'm a little exhausted by the whole thing. In fact, I'm exhausted how everything is a bracket this time of year. I saw a local restaurant had starch madness for what your favorite pasta was, and I pretty much just kind of rolled my eyes and decided that maybe this whole thing had jumped the shark.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just not very fun this week.
Well, no, you know, you're always a fun guy. Come on. Hey, let's talk about this. Tell me about the partisan debate here centered around health care and reinsurance. Explain what reinsurance is, if you can.
So reinsurance is kind of the backup insurance for those very high-risk people within the state's pool or who are on public programs. So if you're very ill or you have very high healthcare costs, the reinsurance program allows you to kind of back up, allows the insurance carriers to kind of back up your coverage. And last year they passed it. It lowered premiums. It gave insurance companies some money to help lower premiums. This year, the governor has taken a different approach. He wants to open up Minnesota Care. He wants to go direct contracting. And Republicans want to do reinsurance. So yesterday, there's a modest healthcare bill on the floor in the House. Republicans decided to take a stand on reinsurance. They've passed in the Senate a $549 million reinsurance plan, but that has not passed in the House. And I think this is going to come down to the stare down at the end on healthcare. But we watch it because healthcare was the most important issue for voters in the last election. B, it affects everybody. And C, going into 2020, these are the rates that especially folks in greater Minnesota were outraged by in the 2016 election, which many people think flipped things to Republicans. So we're going to watch this issue very closely.
All right, good. Something else that's being talked about across the state, and it becomes it really comes to the surface now with the state of our roads, with the potholes and everything else. But that's the infrastructure. That's the bridges, as well as roads and bridges and everything that goes with it, which is part of what Governor Walz is trying to sell on his transportation package for a gas tax increase.
Yeah, he is. He put out a video yesterday with the hashtag MNPotholes, and he's encouraging folks to take pictures or videos of their most famous or infamous potholes throughout the state and tweet them or share them. It got a little buzz yesterday. I think one of the interesting things here is, you know, we complain about potholes almost as much as we complain about snow in April and March around here. And so I think whether or not this gets the traction for his gas tax proposal that he's hoping. But it is clear that their team is very savvy. They want to keep these things kind of front and center. But he's got to start to convince Republicans, especially on the infrastructure plan in the Senate. Where is he going to get the four or five votes he's going to need from Republicans to pass a gas tax? And that's what's not clear yet.
Something else that is kind of interesting that is happening at the state capitol, and she has long been a proponent of elder care. Karen Housley is not letting that issue die. I mean, she's very much in front and center on taking care of vulnerable adults, elder care, the Senate Family Care and Aging Committee, where she is continuing to push legislation along those lines.
Yeah, they had their bill passed yesterday, passed with bipartisan support. It now goes to the Senate Health and Human Services Finance and Policy Committee. But yes, Karen Housley has been a big advocate about this. It was a center point of her Senate campaign. She may be thinking about running for the U.S. Senate against Tina Smith again, because Tina Smith has to run again in 2020. But no, this is an issue that hasn't gotten as many headlines for the legislation, but it has gotten a lot of headlines for the problems around the state. And, you know, the care centers and nursing homes, you know, they told that they were going to have a staffing issue, and legislators didn't put enough money in, and now they're coming back with these regulations. So it'll be interesting to see how much of this gets through this year. People thought this would get through at the early part of the session, but it hasn't. It's proven to be much more complicated, much more complex when you're talking about new licensing and new oversight for businesses. There's going to be quite a bit of tension around it. And from what I can tell, while the House has started to talk about it, they haven't moved. So it could come down to the end of session.
All right, a lot to talk about. We did only scratch the surface in today's Morning Take. There is much more there. You should actually be getting this in your email inbox each day. Again, WCCLradio.com/Morning Take. Dave Lee will be back with you come Monday. I'm just the temporary guy here, Dave, Boyce. Have a great day.
You too, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.